very much Ambassador Bauman. As others have said, it's wonderful that we're able to meet today in person for this preparatory meeting for the second review conference of the Cluster Munitions Convention. New Zealand wishes to acknowledge all of the work of the Swiss delegation, the ISU and UNODA in facilitating today's meeting. Thank you also for circulating working papers 4 and 5 to focus our discussions today. Just generally, in New Zealand's view, Working Paper 4 provides an excellent starting point for a clear and ambitious Lausanne Action Plan that will build on the Dubrovnik Action Plan and guide our work under the Convention for the next 5 years. As an overarching point, we fully support the general emphasis in the Working Paper on the need to promote universalisation of the Convention and its norms. Despite the overall reduction in cluster munitions use and human suffering as a result of this, since our convention entered into force, it is regrettable that there continues to be evidence of ongoing use of cluster munitions by non-states parties, particularly in Syria. It is important that we states parties send a clear and collective message condemning cluster munitions use and that we bolster our joint efforts to progress universal adherence to the convention as a matter of urgency. I will make some additional comments on the National Implementation Measures section of the Lausanne Action Plan, which New Zealand has the honour of acting as coordinator for, when we discuss that section, or if time does not allow it in writing. We look forward to engaging with you, Ambassador Bauman, the ISU, your team, the Coordination Committee, and all CCM member states parties to finalise the Lausanne Action Plan. Thank you.